Welcome to your mindful movement meditation. For this practice, it's best to wear comfortable loose clothing that won't restrict your movements in any way. Choose a place where you have enough space to stretch your arms overhead and out to the sides, and where you are able to lie comfortably down on the floor with your legs and arms straight, either on a yoga mat, soft carpet or rug. As best as it's possible, finding a quiet space where you won't be disturbed, so that you can give your practice the full attention. So now, first, stand in bare feet or socks, feet hip-width apart, the knees unlocked so your knees can bend. The back is upright and straight, but not stiff. Shoulders are dropping away from the ears and arms hanging loose down by your side. Face is relaxed. The feet are making strong contact with the floor, pushing you up from the ground. Heights going up, weights going down. Now, feeling at ease in your whole body. Mindful movement meditation is a chance to cultivate awareness of the body, even in the smallest of movements, in this way helping to expand your awareness also to your everyday activities and the rest of your life. And like in the body scan, it is important to experience the sensations just as they are, with a non-judgmental attitude, and with kindness and compassion towards yourself and your abilities. There's nothing to achieve here in this practice or to get anywhere. Letting go of striving, pushing, or a sense of competing with yourself or anyone else. Allowing yourself to be with whatever is here right now. The movement and postures are by nature gentle, but if for any reason you're finding any of the practices too challenging or even unsafe for you, please feel free to moderate or even leave certain parts out. In this case, you can still participate by visualizing the movements and feeling and sensing into your body as best as possible. Letting the wisdom of your own body guide you to choose wisely how far to go in a posture or how long to hold it. In this way, taking responsibility for your own health and well-being. In some instances, you may also consult with your doctor or physiotherapist if you are suffering from any illness or injury. What does it feel like now, standing here in this way? Standing and breathing. Feet pressing down into the ground. Trunk, spine and head reaching up towards the sky. To loosen up the body to begin with, you might step a little bit apart with your feet, softening your knees, and while keeping your trunk upright, starting to rotate your trunk from the waist from side to side, only going as far as it feels natural for you, allowing the arms to swing loosely at your sides, the hands perhaps slapping around the waist. So turning from side to side in this way for a moment, feeling into the sensations in your body. What does it feel like to move in this way? Perhaps noticing some tension in your body. perhaps it feels relaxing and at ease, or awkward, or maybe even a feeling of joy of moving in this way. So whatever is here, being aware of the sensations in your body, the feelings, mind and breath. Moving from side to side, perhaps feeling the shifting of weight from one foot to the other as you're turning. Perhaps noticing one side is easier to turn to than the other side. And now when you're ready, slowly coming back, letting the movement fade away, coming back to standing still, letting the feet again be about hip width apart, and noticing now the after effect of this movement so far in your body, the sensations that are here, perhaps tingling in your hands and fingers, perhaps an overall feeling of being alive and awake in your body. And now for the next movement, allowing your arms to slowly lift out to the side, lifting the arms about shoulder height. And as you're lifting, noticing perhaps the weight of your arms increasing as you're lifting up. What parts of your body are helping you to lift the arms and now to hold them in this position? And letting the fingers stretch out to the side. So have a feeling of literally stretching from fingertip to fingertip, right through your chest. And now slowly letting the fingertips point up towards the ceiling. And begin to press the heels of your hands out to the side, or the palms of your hands. And as you're stretching, exploring the edge of this movement, that soft edge, and staying within that edge for now, exploring it. What does it feel like? Perhaps bringing to it a sense of opening and softening. Is there a tendency to strive to go beyond the edge? Or hesitation, holding back? Noticing whatever else is going on in your body, the breath as you're working in this way. Perhaps a sense of praising with the breath when pushing too far. Not only holding the posture as long as it's right for you. And now, in your own time, relaxing your hands again at your wrists. And slowly letting your arms come back down alongside your body. Following the movement with your mind as closely as you can, sensing into all the different parts of the body. Once noticing now when the arms are back down alongside the body, a sense of relief perhaps, a sense of letting go. And staying with the after effects of this practice, narrowing the focus first on the obvious parts of the body that were involved with the stretch, and then broadening your focus to the whole of your body, from head to toe, as you're standing here now. And now lifting the right arm up and above your head, following it with your eyes and your head as you're stretching up. It's like you're picking fruit with your right arm, reaching upwards. Lifting the left heel gently off the ground, shifting the weight more towards the right leg to reach further up. And again here, exploring the edge of this movement. Where is it? Is it a definite edge? Or is there a soft edge where you can move in and out, exploring what it feels like to go that little bit further and to release again? What happens to your breath as you do so? Or to the rest of your body? The rest of the body helping, tensing up, perhaps? Is there a sense of striving here? Of trying to get anywhere or somewhere in this stretch? So exploring whatever is here, being with yourself in this way, paying attention in this moment, without any judgment. And now slowly letting the left heel come back onto the ground, and the right arm moving slowly back down alongside your body, following it with your eyes and head, all the way down to the end of the movement. What is here now? How does the body feel? Any difference between the right or left side? Right and left arm? And now the other side. So when ready, letting the left arm reach up above your head, up towards the sky, as if you're picking fruit. Lifting the right heel gently off the ground, shifting the weight slightly towards your left leg as you're reaching up, exploring that edge of this movement, of this stretch. Sense of opening and softening. Refinding that edge where you begin to feel that you want to pull back. What is it like to be on that edge? Exploring it. And only staying in the stretch as long as it's right for you. Now gradually bringing the right heel back onto the ground, and then slowly letting your left arm return down alongside your body, following it with your eyes, head, or with your mind, as closely as possible, sensing into all sensations that are here right now in this moment, and the after effects of the stretch. Coming back to stillness now, standing here, alert and awake, curious and open to whatever is here, willing to explore. Now we continue with some shoulder rolls. So to make it more comfortable, again, if you like to step your feet a little bit apart, keeping the trunk upright, chin slightly dropped forward and down to keep your neck at ease the whole time. The arms are hanging passively down away from your shoulders, staying at ease. And now letting the shoulders itself lift up towards the ears. And then slowly letting the shoulders roll back as if you're squeezing the shoulder blades towards each other. And then dropping the shoulders down away from the ears. And then gradually rolling them forward as if you want to touch them in the front of your body. Together. And then slowly rolling them up back towards the ears, completing one round. So continuing to roll the shoulders in this way, keeping your awareness on all the sensations that are here. Remember, the arms are just hanging down alongside the body. No need for them to help in this movement. You may also explore using your breath for this movement, working with the breath. So when the shoulders lift up, breathing in, rolling them back together, and then breathing out, the shoulders drop away from the ears and moving forward towards each other. And then with the next breath in, lifting the shoulders back up again towards your ears. So continuing in this way, exploring movement and breath together. How does that feel? You may also choose to reverse the movement. So from the lifting up towards the shoulders, and then rolling the shoulders forward and down first, and then back, and then up again towards the ears. Again, adding the breath if you wish. Working with breath and movement together in this way. So following the movement closely with your mind in every detail. Again, very focused on the movement itself, and then from time to time widening your focus to the rest of your body. And then completing this last round, allowing the shoulders now to again drop away from the ears, arms passively hanging down alongside the body. The back is upright and straight, standing here now, feeling into the after effects of this practice. Now for the next practice, it is advisable to keep your eyes open for a balance. So placing your hands back onto your hips for now. And letting your weight slowly and gradually shift towards your left leg. And just really feeling what's happening here now. How does the foot engage with the ground as you're shifting more weight onto it? Different sensations in your left leg going up through your knee, even to your hips. Maybe a sense of tightening there, engaging the muscles. Preparing to stand now on one leg. So slowly, if possible for you, letting the right heel lift up. And now also the right toe, so the whole right foot is above the ground, and gently stretching it out a little bit in front of you. If necessary, you might also explore different position with your arms, perhaps the arms a little bit more out to the side for your balance. So holding the position in this way, eyes are open, allowing the shoulders to drop, keeping the face at ease. Noticing the breath may be changing while you're holding, while you're engaging with the practice. Where is the breath? What else is happening? Perhaps thoughts about your abilities in this moment. Judgments. Opinions we have about this practice or about yourself. So noticing whatever is here with an open mind. Balancing on your left leg and noticing the very subtle changes in your left leg the whole time as it adjusts to this position. Holding it only as long as it's okay for you. And now, letting the right foot come back onto the ground slowly, first stepping on with your toes, and then rolling the foot gently down back to the heel as well, taking more and more weight back also onto your right leg, till both legs taking the same weight. For now, you may choose to close your eyes to really feel into the feet now and into your legs, and an all-over sense of standing back onto your both feet and legs, feeling well supported perhaps now. Perhaps one leg feeling longer than the other. And again opening the eyes. Hands can be back on your waist, if not for now. And then letting the weight slowly shift towards your right foot and leg. And really noticing what is happening in your whole right foot and leg, and perhaps even the whole right side of the body or the rest of the body as it's preparing to take the weight. And then when ready, lifting your left heel, lifting the left toes, and letting the leg stretch out slightly in front of you. Arms can change the position if you like, perhaps further out to the side. So whatever feels natural to you to keep the balance. Holding it. Noticing the whole body here now engaged in this practice. The breath. Perhaps tension somewhere in the body in order to wanting to help. So holding here and feeling the constant shifting of weight and sensations in your right leg, from your whole foot right up to the whole right leg, the knees, the hip, and perhaps even further up, all the way up to the head. Noticing the weight of your left leg increasing the longer you're holding it. The breath being affected maybe by trying too hard. So whatever is here, noticing what is here with kindness and compassion towards yourself. The friendly attitude. And perhaps now, if not already, letting your left foot come back, first the toes touching, and then rolling the whole left foot back onto the ground, right to the heel, till both feet and legs again taking the same weight, finding balance between both legs and feet. Noticing what is here. A sense of relief of being so supported again on both feet, the left leg, releasing any tension in the muscles. So whatever is here. And then also broadening your awareness to the rest of your body. Taking in the whole body now. in this moment, standing here, fully engaged, but at ease in body and mind. And now we continue from a different position. So for this, please come onto all fours, placing your hands right underneath your shoulders, the knees underneath your hips, and about hip width apart. The head, for now, as best as you can, hanging loosely forward and down. And feeling the weight of your whole body now, through your hands and knees, equally distributing the weight between all four corners. And now slowly begin to rock from your knees forward and back a little bit, moving a little bit more weight onto your hands as you're moving forward, and then taking the weight off your hands as you're moving gently back, the buttocks towards the heels. So continue to gently rock forward and back, feeling into the sensations in your back as you're move backwards, perhaps a sense of stretching there. As best as you can, allowing the head to hang loosely forward and down. Moving the weight forward and back. And now coming back to equal weight on your hands and knees, resembling like a table. Bringing the awareness now to your spine, particularly your lower back, and allowing the lower back now to arch gently downwards, as if your belly is dropping towards the ground, and then dropping all the down between your shoulder blades. Perhaps lifting the front of your chest a little bit forward and up, pulling the shoulders gently away from the ears as you do so. And if it's okay for your neck, even lifting the back of your head up so that you may see the front of your mat. So head and tailbone are now pointing upwards. And now allowing the head to roll forward and down, pushing through your arms and hands, rounding your shoulders, and letting each part of your back curl up towards the sky, like a startled cat, curling up the spine, the tailbone rolling down. So now head and tailbone are pointing downwards, the cat pose. Again, in your own time, releasing, letting the lower back drop down, dropping down between the shoulder blades, lifting the front of the chest, pulling the shoulders away, lifting the head slightly. And then with the breath out, allowing the head to roll forward and down, again curling up the whole spine up towards the ceiling, tailbone down, abdomen gently pulling in. With the breath in, again dropping, arching the spine downwards. So in your own time, exploring this movement in as much detail as possible. Imagine it's really possible to move each vertebrae individually. Noticing all the sensations going through your trunk, your shoulders and neck, chest and the abdomen, the legs, the thighs, and even your feet. So continue with this cat movement, curling the spine upwards and arching the spine downwards. Listening to your body, stopping when you need to stop. And keeping the movement itself gentle. Again, finding that edge. Remember, we're not trying to get anywhere in this practice. Being with yourself, listening to your body. The next time now, when the spine is curled up towards the sky, the head is down and tailbone is down, staying here for another breath or two, feeling into the whole stretch of your back. Now it's okay for your knees, letting your buttocks come a little bit further back towards the heels, perhaps even all the way down to the heels. The head forward and down, and bringing the arms, the hands either underneath your head to support your head. Or if your head is comfortably on the ground, you might also let your arms now relax alongside your legs into the child position. If this position is not comfortable at all, then please come and lie on your back to rest. If you are in the child position, allowing your shoulders to drop forward and down now, allowing the buttocks to drop back towards the heels, and feeling into your whole body now in this curled up position. Noticing the breath moving in and out of your body. And now moving from the child position to lie on your back. So make yourself now comfortably on your back, either with your legs straight out, or perhaps your knees bent, feet underneath your shoulders. The arms can rest comfortably alongside the body. The head and neck at ease in this position. And just letting yourself settle now into this new position. Noticing what is here. Maybe the support the ground is giving your body now. So feeling into your whole body, and perhaps with a breath, with each breath out, allowing the body to sink a little bit further into the ground. Maybe a sense of releasing. Bringing softness. And now, if the knees are not bent already, bending your knees and placing your feet right underneath your knees, with the toes pointing straight forward. The arms quite close alongside the body, with the palms facing downwards. Becoming aware of your back, particularly your lower back. And slowly allowing the lower back now to curl down towards the ground. Perhaps with a sense of curling the tailbone or slight lifting of the buttocks. So that the lower back now is firmly pressed down against the ground. And now from here, pressing your feet equally into the ground and starting to lift the buttocks away from the ground. And now in your own time, listening constantly to your own body, letting the spine lift away from the ground, vertebrae by vertebrae, as if you're peeling your spine off the ground, only coming up as far as your body allows you to, perhaps towards the ribcage, maybe towards the shoulder blades, or even all the way up to your shoulders, keeping your head and neck at ease, chin slightly dropped down, the arms comfortable alongside the body, and holding the weight of your body now in this way, listening to your body. The knees staying hip width apart, the whole of your feet engaging with the ground now. Listening and sensing into your body, perhaps the weight of your body now being lifted, the breath. And now, but only if it's okay for you, with this last part of this practice, perhaps allow your arms now to lift wide up, all the way up towards the ceiling, and then even going beyond the shoulders, beyond your head, wherever they may go for now. Perhaps they reach the ground, perhaps they aren't. So wherever they can go, allowing the arms to be now stretching behind your head, the trunk is lifted, feet are pressing down, neck and head are at ease, holding here, feeling the stretch literally from your fingertips to your knees. If there's any discomfort in any part of the body, coming out in your own time, acknowledging what is here. Coming out in your own time. Otherwise, holding maybe perhaps for another while, exploring the edge. And now in your own time, first allowing the arms to move forward and down again alongside the body down onto the ground, and then rolling the spine slowly and gradually, vertebrae by vertebrae, back onto the ground till the whole back is down again. And then also perhaps starting to let the heels slide forward, letting the legs stretch out and lie comfortable onto the ground, with the feet rolling slightly away from each other. The arms again comfortable alongside the body. Perhaps the palms can face up now. Noticing your shoulders. Dropping the shoulders away from the ears. And if there's any tightness in the neck, you might explore just for a moment to roll the head very slowly and gently from side to side. No need even to go to your full range of movement, just letting the head roll gently from side to side. And then bringing the head back to the middle. If not already, closing the eyes if comfortable. And now letting the whole body be still here. Lying here, resting the entire body. Feeling into the body from head to toe to the fingertips. What is here now? What sensations are here? What feelings are here? Where's the mind? Letting go now of any effort. Resting here in awareness. Congratulating yourself for having spent this valuable time with yourself in this way.